Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
I am pleased to announce that right here in Alexandria's Potomac Yard, we have a plan to unleash a brighter, more extraordinary future. And as part of this amazing project, we will build a spectacular $2 billion sports and entertainment district.
This is the Zabe Cast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up, and let's go. That was Glenn Youngkin, the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And it looks like he just stole two professional sports franchises from his neighbor, the District of Columbia. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the ZabeCast. Our ride along today is the esteemed Steve Buckhance, who spent many a night in the old Capital One Arena, or I guess the old what? Verizon Center?
MCI Center to start.
Exactly. It's so funny. And good evening, good morning. Thank you for joining us, Buck. We appreciate you today.
Yep.
I just had to get your thoughts on this. For anyone who does not live and doesn't listen to me, hadn't listened to me or you in the D.C. area, they're probably saying, wait, I don't get it. They're theoretically, if this goes through, moving 4.5 miles across the river. What's the big deal? You tell our listeners, what's the big deal of this?
A lot of it depends, I think, on a perspective and logistics. No one I know in Maryland thinks this is a good idea. But then again, people from Virginia have been going to A, the Capitol Center back in the day, and B, FedEx Field for years, FedEx Field since 1997, I guess, schlepping around the Beltway to get all the way over that, and nobody's happy about it, but you go because you're a fan and you right. go to where the team is. So people from Maryland are thinking, oh, my God, now it's bad enough to get into D.C. at night. Now I got to go across the bridge into Alexandria. I understand that. But look, Zabe, you and I both know there are a lot of arenas that are not right in the heart of the city. Would I like the Commanders to be at RFK Stadium where that site was? Of course I would. That'd be the natural place to be.
Right.
But look at some of these others. So look at Philadelphia. They got three places, a football stadium, a baseball stadium, and a basketball arena that are not in the heart of the city. They're just south of the city where there's really not a lot else happening there.
There's nothing there. It's a sports right. complex hard off of 95. In fact, the end zone of the link, if you had Roscoe the kicking mule, he could kick one over the stadium onto the highway. It's that close.
Right.
So
right. And guess what?
Yeah.
Those people go there and sell the places out.
Well, because the teams are good, which is a whole different discussion, but yes.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Right. So anyway, this is big because, okay, you're a Virginian. You were born yep. and raised, went to high school in Virginia, went to college at James Madison. Sorry about your Dukes in the season kind of coming to a close with less than a bang. You okay
well,
with that, by the way?
They're in a bowl game.
I know. But right. you didn't beat App State when College Game Day was there. That was the Super Bowl right there.
That was a big game. But so they finished 11-1, not
yes.
so bad. And their basketball team is ranked 20th in the country right now.
I know, doing pretty good. But anyway, so you
yep.
were born and raised here. You went to high school in Virginia.
Actually,
went
was
to
born
college.
In D.C.
Oh, you were
at Columbia Hospital for Women, and then raised in Arlington. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but
yep.
you're from the area. Okay.
Yep.
So we've never had on the Virginia side in the Commonwealth a professional franchise. So this is big for those who have that Commonwealth pride. But what
yeah.
happened to the downtown dream that was Abe Pollin's that came together so beautifully when they built the then MCI Center and for many years was a wonderful place to go? I loved going downtown to that stadium, and now it looks like it has been marked for eventual death.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, obviously, Abe Pollin not only built it, but used his own money to build it, which Wes Unseld told him he was crazy. But he did it anyway, and subsequently revitalized the entire area. I mean, there are galleries and hotels and restaurants, but time takes its toll on some of these places. You know, most arenas and stadiums will get you about 20 years, and then you have to redo them in some fashion, whether it's a complete renovation or just spots here and there, which Leontsis has tried to do over the years. But that area now is, you know, look, it's a little shady down there. And some people don't feel safe walking in and out of there. Some stores have closed. The McDonald's closed down because of robberies and things of that nature. And I think for Ted, and I can't get inside his head, I haven't talked to him, I don't know exactly what he's thinking, but I will give him this much. He's a visionary, there's no doubt in my mind. If you look what they knew ahead of time that gambling was going to be huge, so what did they do? They bought out the Green Turtle, they put in a sports book there, which is tremendously innovative, and I'm sure they're making buku money off of that.
Right.
They did the same thing with their gaming team, which nobody thought, you know, who's going to go watch these guys play video games? They get thousands of kids in there to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think what he's looking at here, Zabe, is, a fresh start in a beautiful new building, a beautiful new arena where his teams can practice. Don't forget, the Capitals have been in Virginia for years. They practice. Their headquarters is in Boston, which is Arlington. And don't forget, the Commanders are in Ashburn, Virginia. They only go to FedEx Field 9 or 10 times a year.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, they're in Ashburn, and most of the players live there. And most of the Capitals live in Virginia. And many of the baseball players live in Virginia and in D.C. So it's not so surprising I mean, I just saw a tweet. Somebody tweeted out. He said, "People from Maryland act like Virginia is in Italy." I mean, it's right across the bridge.
Like they need a passport to come across the river. But that's,
well, and we both know. And look, I have so many friends in Maryland. As you, most of my friends are in Maryland.
Right.
As we both know, they don't like coming across that Cabin John Bridge or the American Legion Bridge, and we don't like going the other way. We go because we have to.
Really?
And here's the other thing that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That arena in Alexandria, that will probably be built before they finish the construction on the Beltway, which is a nightmare.
That's a whole different story. So here is some backstory on that part of D.C., Chinatown, as it was called and still is because of a lot of, you know, Chinese business and Chinese restaurants. My best friend growing up in McLean, and he ended up being the best man at my wedding, Andy Lee, proud second generation Chinese American, great family. Mm-hmm. His mom, Linda Lee, may she rest in peace. Super sky point to Mama Linda Lee, who was like a second mother to me because I spent summers in Andy Lee's pool on the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. Andy Lee's mom and dad owned a Chinese restaurant in that part of town, and it was sketchy AF. We went down there in high school just to gorge on the free Chinese food as teenagers, right? Because it was his parents' restaurant. And I just remember, I was like, yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. But who was hand-in-hand lobbying city leaders with Abe Pollin to get that stadium built? Linda Lee, my second mother and my best friend from high school's mom. And she's got photos. She had photos. They had photos in their house of her with Abe, arm in arm, ribbon cutting, because it meant so much for the area. And it was a home run. It was great. Chinatown became a great, fun place to go. And I haven't been down in a long time because I'm not on DC radio anymore. But I have heard that it is a sad, far diminished place in terms of vibe, economics, crime, the whole thing. I don't want to oversell the crime stuff. There's crime everywhere. I get that. But if people don't feel safe, or more importantly, Buck, if they don't feel like it's a good time, if it's not a happening vibe, they're not going to want to go. Right?
Yeah. I obviously, when I was doing the games, and this goes back, you know, 25 years, and I started doing the games the year they moved to the MCI Center, which was 97. We started that season at Capitol Center. They started as the Bullets, and then they changed the name in December of 97. And it was a great place. I mean, it's been a great place for, I don't know, probably the last 15, almost 20 years. But it has changed. There's no doubt about it. And I don't know what you would attribute that change to. But yes,
I think it's like restaurants. They sort of come and go. It's hard to stay at a certain level. Doesn't help that the basketball team continues to be just terrible.
Because Capitals games are a good experience.
But it peaked with the streets teeming with red-clad fans during the Stanley Cup run of 2018. I never felt a vibe like that downtown. And the notion that 5 years later, Ted would be saying, that's it, we're out of here, it's kind of nuts to me. It's very sad, but then again, there aren't a whole lot of options because it just doesn't have that vibe. And he's got the Virginia governor and the Arlington or Alexandria, you know, board ready to give him pretty much whatever he wants for this massive complex. And the district was a day late and a dollar short with their counteroffer.
And, you know, you're going to have your practice facilities there for both the Capitals. I say the Capitals because they've been in Boston, but they would be available to go there if they wanted to the new arena. To practice. I know the Wizards will. It begs the question, what happens to the arena that they built where the Mystics have been playing, who I'm understanding now are going to be playing their games at Capital One Arena? Yeah. What happens to that complex right across the street from St. E's, where they invested all this money in that and got a huge tax break? I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. That's another story.
What is the size of that second miniature arena that the Mystics and I believe the DC Go-Go play in?
Yeah, I want to say it's about 5,000 people, maybe something like that.
Right. Well, I mean, Ted was like, "Well, I'm going to keep the Mystics at Capital One Center, and then I'm going to have concerts there." Still, I'm like, "No, you're not. That place is going to become a white elephant real quick." which is a shame. But look, the other thing that I think has to be said is they wanted $500 million to renovate Capital One. $500 million to renovate. If you ask me, Buck, and you spent far more nights in that building than I did, you could have used that arena for another 20 years with fresh paint and clean restrooms. What more did you fucking need?
Yeah, you probably could have. I don't know if that would have
what is $500 million
solved the issue around the arena.
No,
I don't know about that.
No, it would not have. That's the point, is that they wanted $500 million for renovations, and I still haven't heard anyone or seen anything that says, here's what would cost so much. What are you going to put in there? It's got luxury suites. It's got, you know, club level and pavilion stuff. It's got everything. These arenas don't last anymore, Buck. It's unbelievable.
No. They last about 20 years, and then you got to redo them or move, which a lot of teams do. You know, look, for years, Detroit, both their football stadium and their basketball arena weren't anywhere near downtown. You know, the football stadium was in Pontiac. The basketball was in Auburn Hills. Right. And look at the 49ers. How far away are they from San Francisco?
Oh, my God. Down in Santa Clara, it's a
are
hike.
Are you kidding me?
And with traffic
as well. Everybody goes there, and they sell it out, right?
Yeah.
So, I think that I want to say if you build it, they will come, because I think they will. But even more so, as you alluded to a minute ago, if you can give them – and look, we've been saying this not just about this new arena, but everywhere. If you give them a product in our city specifically, if you give them a basketball team that's competitive on a yearly basis, then people will go. I mean, we're a basketball rabid DMV, but we just haven't been able to satisfy that yearning. But if you give them – a competitive team, you know, hell, if the Boston Celtics played here, or even the Knicks, who've had their troubles, that's maybe different because they sell out anyway.
Right.
But you would get people that would go down there and they would sell out just like the Capitals did, because they are consistently a competitive, entertaining, winning outfit. And that's what people want to see. If you can turn that corner and get the Wizards to that, then I think the people will go there, because it's a nice new place, and they're just going to go. Look, if you're a fan, you go anywhere. I was a fan of the Bullets, and I used to go to Capitol Center, and that was a day trip. You know, that wasn't fun for anybody from Virginia to go to. And if you're a Redskin fan or you're a Commanders fan, you schlep over there from Virginia, because that's what you do. You go wherever it is, and you hope they're competitive.
Okay. You're right that it was a schlep all the way to Landover, Maryland, on the Virginia side, but it was way different in the late 80s when I would make that trip for Caps games with my buddy Andy Janowiak, who had season tickets to the Capitals, and we would get done with our homework after getting out of high school as quick as we could, like at 3 p.m, hop in his forest green Pontiac GTO, and we would just book it out to the Beltway, up the northern route, past the Serpentine Mormon Chapel area where the Beltway gets very narrow and congested.
Yep.
Power our way through, stop at the Popeye's Chicken in Lanham, because that was the only Popeye's in the area, and it was so fucking good, and then go to the games, and it was not considered a big deal. And we almost never missed face-off due to traffic, because back then you could navigate our region, right, Buck, and not be facing a traffic hellscape.
Right, and I did the same thing. I didn't go to a lot of Capitals games, a few, but I went to Bullets games like crazy. And, in fact, it was kind of a fun trip. I mean, driving on the Beltway is never fun, but you were excited because you knew where you were going and you knew the arena and this and that. Same thing with D.C. Stadium or RFK. You know, when I was growing up, we would get a bus, D.C. Transit, at the Heck Company in Arlington, and for $5 a person, we would drive to the stadium.
Oh, my God.
And then at the end of the game, we'd get back on the bus, and they'd take us back there to get our cars. And it was an adventure, man. It was fun, and it was great. You didn't worry about carjackings or, you know, whether you were safe or not. I mean, it was en masse. Everybody went because you love the team. So I don't know. Listen, Zabe, cultures and everything has changed. Society has changed. It's not going to be ever the way we knew it growing up.
I know.
And I'm blessed that we grew up in that era.
Yeah, it's very nice of you to say. Change is hard, though. I don't like it, even though it's a win for Virginia. And even though I'm sure my tax bill is going to go up somehow, some way in this, right. I don't know how exactly, but I'm sure it will.
Right.
I would prefer it. I wish it hadn't. I wish it was still a happening place. I wish it would still a vibe to go downtown to the Capital One Arena, because it was not hard to get to for the most part. There was a lot of ways to get out. The traffic dispersed. There was subway to help you out as well. God damn it.
Yeah,
love that place.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on that, Zabe.
Why? On the traffic?
Oh, my God. The traffic is worse than it's ever been.
Well, now it is. I'm saying, though, once upon a time.
It was not a problem.
Okay.
No, it was fine.
When I went to countless Capitals disappointments in springtime, as they would get bounced in the playoffs and stay to the bitter end of games and then leave, it still wasn't that bad because you're leaving a downtown city area. So it's not like one road leading out of a big stadium. You get what I'm saying? And some people would spill out and they'd go have a beer, or they'd, you know, walk a couple blocks to their car, which was parked. It was not as bad, is all I'm saying. Now, though, it's bad.
Yeah. Getting down and coming out, of course, for me, I'm coming out after a game at 10:30. There's no traffic. But getting down there, especially in late March and April when the cherry blossoms are hitting, that's the worst thing you can do. It doesn't matter. And listen, I know every route that you can imagine in and out of that place. I know Key Bridge. I know Memorial Bridge. I know 14th Street Bridge. I know every way you can get in and out of that place. And I've come to be able to navigate pretty well. But whether you take Independence Avenue, which, by the way, is 100 times better than Constitution Avenue, not even close. Whether you take that, you still got to maneuver around the monument and everything else. And when the tourists are there, it's brutal.
Yeah.
So it's tough getting in and out of there now. But I don't have to do that too much anymore. I am going to the game Friday night, however.
Are you really? The Wizards game against the Pacers?
I am.
Why?
Phil Chenier said, hey, you want to go to a game? And I said, yeah, let's go.
How is Phil Chenier?
So we're going to go there and meet my buddy.
How is he?
And that. Actually, last night I had dinner with Joel Myers, who does the play-by-play for the Pelicans.
No way.
Who's a very close friend, and they're playing tonight against the Wizards. So I watch that on TV.
Very nice. Well, do say hi to Phil, and when you guys are up for it, I'll come bring my podcast gear, or maybe I'll get both you guys to come to the Palm so we can swap some good NBA stories.
I never turn that free lunch down. You know that.
I know you don't. Even in a pandemic, you don't turn it down.
That's right.
Okay. Real quick, I wanted to get your thought on, first of all, I've got an NBA thing, a quarter to put in your jukebox. I want to hear about your cell phone service changeover nightmare you hinted at before we went live.
Oh,
and then I got an airplane story that I think you'd appreciate.
Good, good, good.
But before those three quick ones, Al Michaels not going to be on playoff coverage, and apparently it was a surprise to him. Is this disrespectful to a broadcasting legend from you, a play-by-play man yourself?
There must have been something else that happened there because, A, he's still Al Michaels and good enough to be on the air, whether you think he's slipping or not, which maybe he is, but he's still a great broadcaster. And B, if they were going to remove him because they didn't think he was – good enough or slipping or what have you, they wouldn't have waited till now. They would have done it during the season or some of before the season.
Right.
Or they'd have made that judgment. Yeah, they wouldn't have waited till now. So something else must have happened.
Do you know the hot theory?
What is it?
That he made a crack or two about not showing or covering Taylor Swift when she was at the game on a Thursday nighter. That he was calling, he was a bit dismissive, and they're speculating that the power of, if not Taylor Swift herself, but the Swiftie Nation, was enough to say, hey, you know, NBC is really in bed with Taylor Swift and the Kelce thing, and they probably want to get her for the Super Bowl, so maybe those comments could have gotten Al booted?
Were those comments he made on the air, or were they privately made?
I don't know exactly, but that's just the theory. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe Al at 79 years old is just so much of a crank because he doesn't give a f- anymore that they were like, okay, we're not dealing with this. So,
well, let me just say this. First of all, I met him a couple of times. One time we were in Dallas doing a live shot for a Redskin Cowboy game. So I was there and I was going live on the 10 o'clock news. And I saw him walking on the field. We were set up on the field and I said, "Hey, Al," I introduced myself, "would you mind joining me for this live shot?" And he said, "Absolutely." And he couldn't have been nicer. Wow. And I've heard this from other people too. Couldn't have been nicer and more gracious. So that's the first thing. The second thing is he's one of the greatest play-by-play guys we will have ever had the pleasure to listen to. Because not only does he, is he excellent at calling X's and O's, but he weaves all these great, he's so prepared. He must read 15 newspapers a week. He's so prepared going into a game that he could tell you everything there is to know about the game. And not only that, when there's a play in question on the field, he knew the rules as well as any of the officials that you could have talked to. He was brilliant. He was a great play-by-play guy. He knew how to weave in stories. He knew how to be dramatic at the moment. And I don't think there are too many play-by-play guys that have been or will be ever better than he is.
Yeah. All right. NBA Cup concluded. LeBron wins the inaugural cup. The Lakers say they're going to hang a banner for that, which has some people a little bit up in a wad because they're like, really, for that little silly little thing? But they're going to hang it. LeBron's been a big proponent of it. It got good TV ratings. I heard from Brian Windhorst on a podcast that the goal of the NBA is to sell this thing for $1 billion. And then they'd be able to carve up a whole bunch of money for the league and for the players involved. And that's why LeBron was talking it up so much when a lot of people thought he wouldn't be so into it. How did you like the NBA Cup, and what are your thoughts?
Well, and because before it started, I want to say that he didn't lend too much credence to it. But, of course, winning it changes things around. I wasn't all that interested in it. It's nice to have something to play for. You know, the knock on the NBA from hundreds of people that I talk to is that, you know, 82 games during the course of the season don't mean much. You hear people say, "Oh, I don't even watch the NBA because it doesn't get good until the playoffs." Well, a lot of sports don't get good until the playoffs. It doesn't really, all of them, to tell you the truth. And I used to get mad at people that would say, "Oh, it's too many games, 82 games, too many games. Baseball, 160 games or whatever, too many games." You know,
right.
It's like, well, that's what we do. That's why we have these games. It gives us something to do during the winter when we have nothing else to do. That's why you play all these games.
Yeah, my response to that was, well, don't watch them all. I'm like, yeah. Do you go to a buffet in Caesars and say, "This buffet is too much"? Well, you're not supposed to eat it all. Take what you want.
Right. You take what you want, exactly.
Yeah.
And yes, it's true that the games, especially, NBA is probably a little different than college. First of all, college isn't playing 82 games, you know. They're playing 30 or whatever they play. It's different because college, I think, can be a little more dramatic. But once you get to the playoffs, whether it be hockey or baseball or NBA and obviously football, Everything is ratcheted up. There's no question. And it's good. It's all good. People that aren't even baseball or hockey fans will watch in the playoffs because every play is dramatic. So I understand what people are saying. I didn't think that tournament was – it didn't do much for me, let's put it that way.
I
look at things differently.
Could you tell, as a guy who's called X million NBA games, could you tell if they were playing harder in cup games versus other games?
It didn't seem like it to me.
Okay.
I mean, maybe there was a little more focus. I won't say pressure, but a little more focus perhaps. But right. I just think these guys play so many games, Abe, that when they lose a game, they move on to the next one. When they win a game, they laugh about it and move on to the next one. They don't dwell on a single game. There's just too many. Could you imagine if you did that? You'd be a basket case.
Yeah, you can't do that in the NBA. And I think one of the reasons cited for Rick Pitino burning out, or no, John Calipari burning out so quick with the Nets, is that he treated every game in the NBA like it was a college game at UMass. And they're like,
right.
Dude, this is not how this league works. So he didn't last very long there.
You can't do it in hockey either because there's just too many games. If you dwell on one game, you know, the Caps go out and they lose 4-5-0. You can't dwell on that. You just go play the next game and hope you play better. That's all.
Yeah. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. All right, you switched cell phone providers today, and it was a smooth and painless experience. Tell me about it.
Well, I didn't switch it just today. It's been an ongoing process, but it was to me a no-brainer. I had Verizon forever and ever and ever.
That's what I am.
And I went, pardon me?
That's what I am. Should I switch?
Yeah, right. So I thought I was paying a little bit too much for my phone. It's just one phone. I don't hardly tweet. I tweet a little, but, you know, a little texting. I don't do much on my phone. I don't work on it. And I thought I was paying a little too much for it, so I went to Verizon and I said, hey, I'd like to pay a little bit less. And so long story short, they said, yeah, we can do that. So by the time we finished it, I was paying $5 more per month on that. Plus I had a new phone and I was paying for the phone too. Okay. All right. I get that. So now I'm paying like probably $30 a month more than when I went in there the first time. In the meantime, I walk by a T-Mobile store and I hear on TV, these advertisements for all these other, you know, companies, all these other cell phone companies. And they're telling you they're going to give you a phone, you know, the girl on AT&T, we're going to give you this. It's only going to cost you $50 a month, whatever. So I go into T-Mobile and they got a plan and it's like a no-brainer. They're going to not only pay for my Verizon phone, which costs $700, they're going to pay for that. They're going to give me an upgraded phone for free. And my cell service is going to be $70 a month, plus when I get to $14 for Asurion, $84. No brainer. Now I'm saving like $50 or $60 a month for my cell phone.
Okay.
Wonderful. I go to T-Mobile. I get it taken care of. They switch the service. Now my phone is T-Mobile. But you got to wait. You got to wait a couple of months before they give you the credit card, which is going to pay for your old phone at Verizon. That's no problem. So I waited to do that. I still have to wait a little bit longer to get the upgraded phone, but I'll get that. So in the meantime, I go to Verizon today with my credit card from T-Mobile, and that doesn't go through. I spent 2.5 hours at Verizon trying to get this thing taken care of.
Two and a half hours?
Yeah,
no, I could have
used that time for something else. Yeah, no exaggeration. And the guy was very nice. He was on the phone. He must have talked to 5 different people trying to get this credit card from T-Mobile to go through. Now, the other thing that makes me a little mad about T-Mobile, they tell you that first they told you at the store that they're going to give you a credit card for $800. And I'm thinking, wow, that's great. My phone costs $700. I'll have $100 to play with. Well, they didn't. They failed to tell you that it's up to $800, not a credit card for, okay, fine. So my phone is $700 at Verizon. Now, I've already paid my bill 4 months, which is like $20 a month for this phone. So, you know, $80 I'm in the hole. T-Mobile didn't cover that. My balance is $600 and some for my new, for the old phone. And that's what they're going to pay for. So I'm going to be out $80. So, my advice, if anybody's doing this, to switch to T-Mobile, which is fine. It's a good deal. Pay off your Verizon bill right away. Even if you have to use your own money, if you've got a new phone or whatever, pay it off. And then T-Mobile will give you the credit card for that total amount. Because I waited 3 or 4 months.
Oh, my.
I'm not going to get the $80. Okay, it's $80, whatever. But they will pay the $622 that I'm owed. It's not an easy process. That's the point. They make it sound like it's really easy. Nothing like that is easy, Zabe. We know that. But listen, I did it anyway, and I'm glad I did because I was kind of tired of Verizon's nonsense.
Okay. Well, you got flim-flammed into more when you went in for less at Verizon.
I went in there thinking I was going to pay less for my phone. It's like, exactly. Hey, I'm seeing AT&T. They're $50 a month. You guys are charging me like $130 for a cell phone. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah. Okay. Well, glad that's worked out. Last ad here on the air industry, because I know you fly. You're also getting back into being a pilot yourself. That's awfully cool. We can talk about that. But do you ever fly Southwest, and what do you think of Southwest?
Well, I've flown it. I don't fly it regularly, because most of their flights are out of Baltimore, and I don't want to go down there. They've got some out of Dulles, which I'm close to.
They got some out of National. I fly out of National to Milwaukee. It's a nonstop flight. It's great.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't know. I haven't flown Southwest in so long. My problem is I get very stressed out when I fly. I have a lot of anxiety about lines and where I'm sitting and who I'm sitting next to. And
you don't like the anarchy of there's no assigned seating.
Right, correct. It's a cattle
that,
call. You've that heard that.
That triggers you. I stay away from that. Well, here's something that blew my mind today. Apparently, Southwest is being celebrated by those who are body positive people and advocates because they are offering passengers of size an entire row if needed, if they are so fat that their bodies, quote, encroach past the armrest of their neighboring seats at no additional cost.
Wow. If that's not an incentive to go eat pizza and hot fudge sundaes, I don't know what is.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look, yeah, they're like, okay, fatty, have a whole row. We don't care. We're Southwest.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable. Well, look, more power to them, I guess.
I guess. You know. My problem is this. Okay, I'm not skinny, but I know this. No matter how much weight I could or would lose, my shoulder width, Buck, will never change.
Right.
And the shoulder width of a 6-foot American male, if you're sitting next to another 6-foot American male, you're going to bump into each other. They don't make the seats wide enough at the shoulder level to accommodate people in regular coach.
Yeah, let alone the rear end level. And here's the other thing. I don't know if this happens to you, but when I'm sitting on a plane and I'm sitting in economy class or whatever, and I look up and I see a large person coming through the door.
Oh, boy.
I know damn well they're sitting next to me. I can peg them right as soon as I see them. This guy's coming to sit right next to me, and that's exactly what happens.
All right. All right, Buck. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Dave. See you.
There you go. I mean, look, I'm not against the policy if somehow Southwest can accommodate, but this is going to unleash mayhem. You know that. If people know that, hey, you can ask for an extra seat if you're too fat, there's going to be a lot of people saying, oh, me too, and then they're going to look at them like, you're not that fat, just squeeze in there, and they're going to say, no, I know my rights. This is what happened with the emotional support animal craze that finally got reeled in by the airlines. Remember that? People were bringing emotional support ostriches on airplanes. I kid you not. So this will probably be the same thing. All right, thanks for listening. Good to have Buck on board today. Have a great Thursday. Tomorrow, it's for subscribers only, the premium edition. Zabe, Scott, and Solly, you are looking live. Week 15 in the NFL, plus Mr. X on his gambling picks. All that and more tomorrow. Subscribe. Go to Zabe.com/premium. And we will see you tomorrow. For fatties. Don't carry me too far away. Go ahead. Have a rope. We don't care. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.